Okay, thanks. I'd like to call this meeting to order. My name is Sonny Pabowski. I'm the chair of the Philadelphia Water, Sewer and Stormwater Rate Board. We do have a quorum here, members Abby Pazewski and Deb McCarty. I know Mac Williams will not be able to attend today, but and Tony Ewing is running a little bit late. But I think we can get started. The first matter on our agenda is the minutes from our meeting of December 11th. Abby, would you introduce those minutes
Yeah,
for us?
I'd like to make a motion to introduce the minutes and to have Deb, you and I approve them.
Okay. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Dan, there's only three of us here, and I was not present at the last meeting, so I would have to abstain. But we—that's okay, is it not? For to go ahead and approve the minutes with
Yeah, a majority of a quorum is sufficient.
okay,
So I'll
okay.
second that motion.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, yeah, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And I will be marked as abstaining. Thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda, and really the primary order of business, is to hear from the department with respect to exactly when it plans to file the advance notice of the upcoming rate proceeding so that we can all begin to make plans for the litigation process.
Thanks, Sonny. It looks like it's the 18th, which
I'm
is
sorry.
Tuesday, February 18th.
Oh, okay.
The city's closed on Friday. So that's we'll be planning around that, and that should get us done before mid-July, or right about mid-July.
So if it's Tuesday, February 18th, the actual file, that's the advanced
Yes.
filing, the actual filing,
March 20.
March 20th. And then did you calculate 120 days? Have you calculated 120 days
Yeah,
from then?
July 16th was thereabouts, and Carl's on the phone, and he's the great calculator, but it looks like March July 16th.
I get 18 when I
There you
do
go.
it,
It
but
must be
ballpark.
it.
Yeah, I had thought July 16th was the date when I thought that the filing was going to be on the 14th, but
I think July 16th was it probably co coincides with a Wednesday to get your
right.
meeting in there, but you may have another couple of days after that.
But the actual 120 days would expire on July 18th.
Okay.
So, do any of the board members have any questions for Andre regarding that schedule? Okay, we'll have, yeah, I had previously notified the board that it looked like we were going to be a little later than we had hoped. Rather than the end of January, we're talking obviously about the middle of February, but hopefully we can get all this done in a reasonable time frame by mid-July.
And we'll be filing the advance notice for the TAPR proceeding also, but that stands to reason. It happens every year. We'll do it
Right.
at the same time.
Right.
And
I'm
you'll
just to
get to
be.
go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
There's also this time we have a special component with the AMI demand study. So there's another moving part to this proceeding, but it's helpful, and we're doing it obviously at your direction. And but it's helpful and indicative of rates for the future.
Do you mean the flow study?
We have a demand study that was ordered by the commission,
Right,
and
right.
what else do you call it? The demand study, that's what it's called in
Okay,
the
you
filing.
mentioned AMI. I wasn't sure if that was.
Well, we used AMI data that you'll see. It's
Okay,
more
gotcha.
precise.
Gotcha.
Well, I think
Andre,
that
I just
will.
wanted to say the advance notice will be filed electronically, right? So
Yes.
there's no reason you couldn't file it on Friday, even though the city is closed. Just want to
Well,
make it clear. So,
I have my directions, and I was told it's going to be
okay.
filed on the 18th. I don't know what to tell
Well,
you. We do give a flash drive though to the city council folks. So and so just to recognize there are some limitations, and the department employees are involved in making the nuts and bolts of all this happen. So there
that's
is a
fair.
reason for it, and the commissioner, in his wisdom, has instructed us it's the 18th.
And I would ask, I assume you will f send that to all of the participants from
Yes.
the previous rate proceeding,
Yes.
as well as the. Can you also send it to all of the board members and the hearing officer and Ed Marcus, or the board consultant?
Will do.
Will we need a password to get into that? And if
No, actually,
so,
it's a Dropbox this year, and we were working on that earlier this week, and you just click on the link and you're in.
and you, okay. Well, hopefully that's true.
I hope that works, but I
Okay.
tried it, and it works. You just have to put something in the Dropbox.
Okay. And obviously we'll get that posted on the website as soon as we can after we receive it.
But the Dropbox gives us a fail-safe so everyone can see it immediately and download it immediately.
Okay. And do I recall, and I turned to Marcy as well, the pre-hearing conference would be. Oh, hi, Tony.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Well, we approved the minutes from last meeting, and thanks again for leading that meeting, Tony. And we also just got the date from Andre for the filing of the advance notice, and that will be next Tuesday. That's Tuesday, right? February 18th. The
Understood.
final
Thank you.
filing. I'm sorry. Okay, that will be the 18th. The actual final filing will be March 20th, and the end of our 120-day period for deciding the proceeding would be on or about July 18th. So if you could, hopefully that comports with your calendar for the next few months, and that'll be our target date for getting all this done. And we should all be getting copies of the filing, and Andre says it would be readily accessible through I guess a Dropbox file.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. So let me again ask the board members if you have any questions regarding the if, oh, I'm sorry, I started to ask Marcy a question. I did have a question. The pre-hearing conference set up the schedule would be within X days. I can't remember, 5 days.
It's usually
It'll
10 days after the filing of the formal.
Okay, 10 days of the within
I'm
10 days of
guessing
the filing of the formal notice.
April 2nd, we're guessing, but it's Marcy's call, not mine. Right.
Well, I can tell you the second doesn't work for me as a particular day. The
Okay.
31st, the first, or the third, but.
Okay.
Okay, so that, and then you would be setting the schedule at that time.
Well,
You're.
consistent with our normal practices, I will direct the participants, specifically the department and the public advocate, to come up with a proposed schedule, which we will then discuss and discuss at the pre-hearing conference and come up with a final schedule at the pre-hearing conference.
Okay.
But I do expect them to come up with at least some parameters of the schedule, and then we can talk about specific days.
Right. And that would include, under our regulations, at least four public hearings, which, you know, again, it would be up to you folks, but I would think would include a combination of in-person and virtual hearings to maximize participation through both both methods. I'm sorry, do any other members of the board have any questions for the department regarding the schedule?
I guess the one question with the in-person public hearings, has the city, so I'll say the department and the law department, identified potential locations?
We're still working on it. We believe that we will be able to use a room on the 18th floor here. There may be other locations. Depends in part if there are requests for specific places by council people, for example.
Right.
And there's also the possibility that some of them could be virtual only and some in person or hybrid.
Okay, thank you.
Before I open up to other participants in the call, are there any other questions or any other matters that the board members wish to bring up at this time, either about the upcoming rate proceeding or any other matters before the board? Okay, in that case, I see that, at least according to what I see, there are a number of participants from the last proceeding on the call right now. And I would open up the meeting to if there are any other comments from either the department or any other members of the public or participants.
I have a question.
We have Mr. Haver.
What requirements will there be for the advocate to find out what the public wants?
I would direct that question to Mr. Ballinger.
No, sir. I'm asking you as the chair of the commission.
We don't tell the advocate.
You have any specific requirements of how they are to interact with the public, with the RCOs, with labor unions, with civic groups, with church clergy groups? Do you have any specific requirements for them?
Not that I'm aware of.
So if they choose to meet with no one, that's acceptable to the board?
I think they have to follow their contract, which they've always done, to zealously represent the interests of small customers in Philadelphia.
And Mr. Cantu-Hertzler, over the years, has said that contract was going to be posted on your webpage. It still is not.
I have not said that.
I have asked about the contract. You told me it was with the city. I asked you if you would post it on the webpage. You said that you would.
It's available. It's a public record. But
yes,
the city does not post any contracts on its webpages.
Right. Is there a requirement or law that would stop you from posting that contract on the Water Rate Board's webpage?
No.
Would you please do that?
We'll take it under advisement.
What does that mean? Who's considering it?
Don't know. Yeah.
But then when you say you take it under advisement, what does that mean?
I'll talk with other
take it
people
under
and
advisement
figure
as
out what to
well.
do.
Well, Mr. Cantu-Hertzler doesn't have a vote. He's not a commissioner.
The board will consider it.
We will file our customary outreach report. We take our guidance from the members of the public who interact with us, who come to public input hearings. We encourage robust participation in those public input hearings. And we are confident that we will satisfy the terms of our contract and zealously represent independently the interests of all residential and small commercial customers as a group, and not any particular subset of them.
I want to make it clear that Mr. Ballinger does not represent me, nor my community group, nor has he ever tried to meet with me or with my community group. He has
I
not
believe
invited
we've met
us.
Multiple
Excuse
times,
me,
Mr.
I'm
Haber.
Speaking.
You're lying.
Excuse me, I'm speaking. He has not met or invited my community group to meet with him, to speak with him about what positions to take. He has unilaterally decided what's in the best for over a half million water consumers.
Okay, any other comments?
I have a similar request for the hearing examiner's contract.
The city makes its contracts available. I'm not even sure what the website is, Dan, where all contracts are available, not on the web, but
Mr. Chairman, if you don't know where they are, how would a rank and file water consumer know how to find
them? Well, I've reviewed them, but I would ask Mr.
But if you can't tell me where to find them, how would a rank and file person know where to look? If it's on your webpage, somebody who's interested in the proceedings would find it. If it's hidden or put someplace where even you, with all your years of experience and all your Penn Law School, can't tell me where it is, how would someone who's uneducated as I am be able to find it?
Yeah. Mr. Cantu-Hertzler, can you please advise where exactly city contracts are maintained there?
The law department maintains them, and they're available with a right to know request. We don't post them online. Whether we should
so
make
again,
an exception,
Mr. Chairman, you were unaware of that. Now you
I was
are
aware of that. I just don't know specifically where they are. I don't have them at my fingertips right now.
They're not posted. They're not posted.
They are posted when the solicitation is made, Mr. Haver.
Yes, that's right.
They are, you just heard from your own lawyer who said they are not posted. You have to file a right to know to get them.
When we issue requests for proposals, we post that publicly and make that available and post in advance who we intend to award to.
Right. Is there something
as well
changed?
As who else applied for the position?
Is there something shameful in the contract that you're trying to hide?
Absolutely
you don't
not.
Put
You've
it on
received
the website?
Copies in the past, I believe. Not the current contract, but the prior contract, right?
No, you have never sent them to me. Am I right to know? My right to know was not honored. My right to know request. The law department routinely says.
I never recall receiving one.
I'm sure you don't. Just like you don't recall me asking about this in the past and you telling me that it can be posted on the water rate board. Again, my question is, there's no law that says you can't. You've now acknowledged that it's not publicly available on any web page. The only way to get it is through a right to know action. And I'm requesting that as part of the rate proceedings, it be posted on the water rate board's web page. So a rank and file member of the public can see it, can see what the public advocate is required to do and not required to do, and can see just how bad the situation is.
Mr. Haber, my suggestion is that
I wasn't asking you for advice. If you
I know,
to
but I'm allowed to. I'm actually allowed to speak.
Yeah, she's
but
allowed
please
to
don't
speak
offer
as well.
Me advice. I do not
she's
want your
to
advice.
Speak. She's allowed to speak as well. Please,
of course,
let her
but
speak.
I'm just telling her politely. I don't value her advice. I don't think that she's somehow even-minded. I think that she has already decided and she is going to tell me something that's not in my interest. I don't want her advice. If I wanted her advice, I would say, does anyone have any advice to offer?
And Mr. Haver, you actually are not in control of this proceeding. Mr. Papowski is. And you've taken far too much of our time. Mr. Cantu Hertzler said he's taking it under advisement. He's going to go back and speak with the law department, and he'll answer your request, which you have now made repeatedly and vehemently, and it's been heard.
Okay, thank you. Any, are there any other comments from any other participants or any other members of the public? Okay, any other matters to be brought before the board? I look forward to receiving Mr. Desant the filing so we can talk about the relevant matters before the board and the important issues that I think are going to come up and that I hope are, and I'm sure will be fairly litigated before the hearing officer. We'll meet again. If there's no further matters, we will meet again on March 12th. By then we can have a pretty good idea of what's in the rate filing and what important work we have to do ahead of us. Any other matters to be brought before the board before we close?
None from the department, thank you.
Okay. Okay.
None from the public advocate. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I ask for a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No? Well, thank you very much. And I look forward to working with you all over the next few months.
Take care, everyone.
Thanks.
So long.
Thank you, Sonny. Thank you, board.
Thanks.